This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris. My man PB, the chef himself, answering the phones. You want to talk to PB, ask him for perhaps a recipe or two, you know. Go ahead. I mean, I'm sure he's got some recipes. I mean, how about egg salad? I'm thinking egg salad today. I mean, I got some weird cravings.
None of that nonsense. Well, you didn't hear because this is when you were gone at the beginning. He was outside grilling yesterday.
Oh,
In the middle of that snowstorm. Yep. That's what our guy PB, Chef PB, was doing.
No, that's Maddie Boom.
That was elementary.
I was.
No storm can keep him down.
Mm-mm. Michigander blood.
Okay, let me ask you: was it charcoal or was it gas?
It's gas. I got a cheap grill.
Okay, I just asking.
Want to know how long were you out there? Did you have to wait and let the coals heat up, or were you able to just up?
Oh well, yeah, no, I just turned it on, walked out, you know, came back, scraped it off really quick, saw some stuff on there, 8 minutes, in and out. You know?
Was it just for you or was it for somebody else? Did you have dinner for two or did you have dinner for three or four?
Dinner for me and the girl.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking. I got to make sure my boy is cooking it up. That being said, 734-998-1050. Do you believe that this team can win this game? And what is your unbelievable game that Michigan won, or any event. I mean, I'm not mean Michigan. I'm sorry. I said mine was the Braylon Edwards game against Michigan State because a lot of you left and lied and said, I was there. No, you weren't. You were not there.
Oh, man, that was my senior year of high school where everybody, you kind of had an idea, you know, for people who grew up in the state of Michigan, you knew whether you were a Michigan or a Michigan State kid, even if you weren't officially accepted just yet. And, oh, yeah, my phone was blowing up because I was talking a whole bunch of junk before the game. Every Michigan State friend that I had was, oh, this, oh, that, Drew Stanton's running all over you, this happening, that happening. I waited till the end of the game, and I called every one of those mofos back. And all I could say was, oh, Braylon. Oh, it felt so good, J-Mo. But the two, I got to say, the two that come to mind for me in terms of upsets, one, I guess I don't know if it was an upset, but it was just one of the greatest things I've seen in a college basketball game. When Duke was down 10 points with a minute to go against Maryland, this is like 2001. I don't know if Shane Battier, I think he was still on the team, but Jay Williams for Duke comes down, hits big three after big three. They end up tying it, going into overtime and winning. And then the other one that came to mind is when this is, I think, my senior year of college here at Michigan, we were playing Duke. They were, I believe, the number four team at the time. They weren't number one, but they were a top five team. And we had Manny Harris, Deshaun Sims, all those guys, Petey, and we beat them. And I remember because I was still working for you in the athletic department when our guy Wes came to the game. But then also there were some big recruits in town for that game. And let's see, it was Big Will, and then Fitzgerald Toussaint were the two that we were all standing at the bottom of that tunnel and they were kind of looking at each other like, hey, are we rushing this court? And I said, hey man, you guys want to come to Michigan, you better be coming out here with me. And we all ran out there, man, had an incredible, incredible time. So when you said, you know, those college basketball upsets, like I said, I wasn't sure if the Duke one was, but I know that Michigan game was certainly a huge upset and a big reason why they made the tournament for the first time in almost 20 years, a little over a decade, my senior year here at Michigan. So some great, great memories. I'm sure that our callers will have a few as well.
Yeah. How about Troy in Lincoln Park? What up, Troy? How you doing? Interesting.
Good, man. Just took mom and dad out for their wedding anniversary last night.
Nice. Well, you're a good,
congratulations.
You're a good son.
me and my two brothers and their family, 49 years, they've been together 54. So you can't ask for a better mom and dad. They've they've done a lot of stuff for us, put us, let us play sports, came to our games, took us to school. I mean, you can't, you know, so we try to do stuff for them to help them out. So that was a pretty good night last night. But, let's see, am I going to stay up? I get up at work at 3 a.m, guys. Absolutely not.
Wow.
I can't
do it. So go
to
sleep now. What are you doing on the radio? Go take a nap.
Take a nap.
You guys, I get up at 3. I'm out the door at 4. Start at 5. Come on, man. Cut me some slack.
I'm just saying. I'll give you that.
But you said recipes. Janie, when you guys are over here, too bad my mother couldn't make you guys biscuits and gravy.
Wait a minute. The mom made the crab dip, didn't she? I thought she had the outstanding. Get out of here. Your mom made the good stuff.
She took good care of us.
She made that in the Mexican dip. She also does biscuits and gravy for us. Yeah, biscuits, gravy, pork chops, sausages, bacon. I'm getting you guys hungry. Leech,
yeah,
man, you gotta have
your
girlfriend.
Certainly getting it rolling over here.
You gotta have your girlfriend take you to Zookins, man, in Lincoln Park. She ever take you there yet?
What's it called? Say it again. What's it called?
Zookins. It's called Zookins. It's in Lincoln Park. It's fish, ribs, stuff like that. I mean, that's a hidden gem. That's a hidden gem. And I know she's had to have food there. I mean,
We've ordered from there on like a time where we've had some get-togethers with her family. But you also got to remember, Kelly's vegan. So, you know, our options usually when we're going out are somewhat limited. So, but no, we've definitely ordered from there before. Like you said, staple down there in Lincoln Park.
Yeah, you know what? If I could get you guys to come back next year, I'd like to get Zookins as one of the dishes. You know, some fish and stuff like that. So, if I can get you guys to come back, you know,
how's that fish prepared?
You know what, Jamie? I think it's prepared pretty good. I just don't know what time they open up.
I'm just asking.
You know, it's a hidden gem for sure. But now here's the deal. Two of my biggest upsets.
Yep.
You might get the older guys to call in, you know, Hatley. He might say the USA versus Russia versus Soviet Union 1980 gold semifinal game.
Miracle.
You know,
when they
the miracle on ice, yes. For me, it was probably Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson.
I mean, that's a good one. I like it. Wasn't an upset. Buster was taking that fight to Mike the whole fight.
But when you look at the betting odds, it was an upset.
No, you're right. You're right.
Nobody expected Buster Douglas to win that fight. Mike was the baddest dude on the planet. He was undefeated. He was killing people. Literally killing people. You know, but another one could be the New York Giants beating Tom Brady and the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl.
See, but wait a minute. See, after I saw that last game of the season when the Giants played the Patriots, I said this could be a Super Bowl, and they played really well. And maybe the Patriots didn't play their best, but they won the game to go undefeated and clinch. Everybody said this is going to be the team of the year and the team of the decade, all-time greatest team. You're right, Troy. I guess. I mean, they put more pressure on Brady than anybody else that year.
I mean, how about just in the World Cup? You saw Saudi Arabia defeat Lionel Messi in Argentina. It was such an upset. Everybody in the country in Saudi Arabia got the day off work. You know, but now here's the deal. Can Michigan win tonight? Yeah, they can. I mean, it's sold out. The crowd, number one team in the country, crowd's going to be rocking. They need some things to go their way. I mean, you know, I don't think they got any quad one wins, do they? Am I wrong?
No.
I don't think they need this game. They need this game. They have to. So Hunter needs to go off. They got to rebound because they stink at rebounding. They got to rebound, man. You gotta somehow try to get this Edie guy in foul trouble, push him away from the basket, if he's right-handed, make him go left. You might see some guys you don't see play a lot. They might come out and give you 5 or 10 minutes, you know, stuff like that. They got to hit their free throws. They can't turn the ball over. They got to shoot 50%, you know, field goals. They can't shoot 15% from three. I mean, they need a lot of things to go their way. Nobody's going to pick them. I ain't picking them. Yeah, I'm being honest. And I think their net ranking is what, like 82nd in the country. So right now they need to do work to get in there. They need to get a resume. I mean, if they would have beat Kentucky, North Carolina, Virginia, won two of those three games, yeah, you know, you got a nice resume. But they need this win. And when you look at their back end of their schedule, you know, they got Michigan State, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois. I mean, they need this game. So can they win? Yeah. I mean, do I expect them? No. Because like I said the other day, I just think they are what they are, you know, at this point. And, you know, just go out there, you know, like I used to say, roll the ball out there, see what happens. And, you know, Juwan needs to coach his ass off. And they need to play the perfect game. You know, 8 or less turnovers, 50% from field goal range. They need to rebound, play. They need to play defense and stop standing around on offense, watching somebody else do work. You know, get some ball movement, get some backdoor cuts, do some pick and rolls, something. So, you know, we'll just wait and see. I'll wake up in the morning and check my phone, and they win. You know, I'll, you know, call back tomorrow and say, hey, I was wrong, man. But hey, fellas, I'm gonna let you guys go. You got other callers, but hey, man, listen, you guys come back. You know, we're gonna. I'm gonna see what time Zookins opens up. I'm gonna try to get some fish, man, and you know, do what we did last year, and maybe I can get your boy Big Will Campbell to stop on by when I see him at the gym. So, all right, you guys take care. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Troy. Have a good one. 734-998-10 Philly. Let's go to Mike in Ann Arbor. What up, 5 o'clock, Jen?
You guys ready for trivia with 5OG?
Always, baby.
All right, what's the first mainstream TV show that intertwined black and white actors?
What is that? It was a high school show. Room 222.
I think All in the Family beat that. And,
Room 222 started. Look it up. Room 222 was in the late 60s. All in the Family started in the 70s.
And we're talking about like an actual mixed cast, not just like the token one white person or the token.
No, the black students and the white students with the school together. That was on TV.
Room 222.
Yeah.
J-Mo, man, you beat me on that one, man. I forgot what that was.
The student has become the master. Get him, J-Mo.
Who was the lead actor in Room 222, J-Mo?
Wow, there was three room. There was a African American. There was a white person, and there was two white people. So. I can't give you the names. I'm sorry.
Washington, Vinny, and Horshack.
No, I wouldn't know why. No, that's Welcome Back, Carter. Stop that.
All right. George Jefferson did a spinoff off of All in the Family.
Yes, that's a true statement, Mike.
What did he call his wife?
What did he call his Wheezy? Wheezy.
I thought it was Edie.
Nope, it's Wheezy.
All right,
it's,
man.
It's short for Louise. Wheezy. Sorry.
Boom.
Try again tomorrow, Mike. I'll be here all day. All day.
All right. I got a question for Leach, man.
Okay.
I'm ready, man. Let's go.
All right. You know, I have to break this up about this Michigan-Purdue game. You know, I'm a little biased. So who right now, Leach, is the MVP lead candidate in the NBA?
In the NBA?
Ooh. Yeah, the NBA.
The center. It's still the center.
I was going to say, I think it's got to be either Jokic.
Yeah.
Or maybe Steph with the way that he's been playing this year. But I was going to say, I think probably Jokic.
Yeah, I think it's Jokic.
And what team does he play for? Denver?
Denver. No, no. Denver, yeah, he plays Nuggets. Denver. You are right, bro.
How about this dude in Dallas, man? They say this guy is like crazy good. Is he worth the money to go watch? What is he doing? What's this guy doing in Dallas, man?
Luka Doncic. I'm surprised that his name didn't come to mind right away. He is doing incredible things with the way that he's scoring the basketball. I used to joke, my friends and I, because they're big NBA 2K players, and so they knew about him because they download the next draft class and all these different things like that. And so they knew about him, and I'm like, this guy, he's decently tall, but he doesn't seem to do anything right. And so when we were playing the game, man, I would call him the big slow. And I feel like that's kind of his MO, where he doesn't have a crazy big stature or a crazy athleticism, but he is incredibly skilled handling the ball, and he is an incredible shooter, has ranged from all over the court. So it's been fun watching him develop and watching him blossom. He is, I don't know, again, I would equate it to Larry Bird. He's got some sneaky athleticism, but he can just shoot from all over. He can handle the ball. He is certainly worth the price of admission to go watch.
Oh, how about the boy from Milwaukee? Is he still up there? I haven't heard his name in a while.
Giannis is still up there. He's been hurt this year, and those numbers have come down a little bit. So, yeah, it really takes, when you're in a market like Milwaukee, you know, it takes him being the number one player, the best player on the number one team in the NBA, for him to be recognized, where a lot of times you see these guys in smaller markets tend to suffer a little bit, where, again, a guy like Luka down in Dallas, he's getting a lot of attention. Denver's not the biggest market, but Jokic has been there a few years. I thought Embiid might have gotten snubbed. Maybe I think that was 2 years ago. But you usually see those bigger markets get a little bit more attention, but it can happen. It just takes some superhuman efforts on these guys' parts.
All right. I think we need a prayer tonight. Go Blue, man.
Thanks a lot. 734-998-1050. Room 222 started in 1969, by the way. 734. Huh? What?
I was Googling it too. Yeah, you Mr. Dixon, he was the main character.
I Karen Valentine was in it too. 734-998-1050. Let's go to Hadley before we go to break.
Well, this is an interesting show today, Jamie, and this TV trivia is right up my alley, as well as yours. And yeah, I think Room 222 was the first show, and Karen Valentine was one of them, but I can't think who the other actors are. Hey, Jamie, I was going to tell you, Jamie, if you want a really good book about primetime TV, I think it's called, that's exactly what it's called, the primetime TV book. I bought one, and I still had it for quite a while, and I bought it back in 1983, so it's a little outdated. But when I bought it, it listed every single primetime show that was ever on from the time TV really started in the mid-50s until the present. And the thing is, here's what I want to throw at you. As you know, there's ABC, CBS, and NBC. Who back then, when TV started, was the fourth network?
PBS? I don't know.
PBS came in the 60s. Or early 70s in there. No, they put out some shows, and they were on the air for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years.
UHS station?
What?
UHS station, you know? I remember those, the UHS stations you used to get on. They would come in squiggly sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You had to move the rabbit ears around.
Yeah. The UHF stations came in the mid-60s, I believe. That's okay. When Channel 50 started.
Right.
Channel 50 started back then.
Okay.
But anyway, the network I was getting to was the Dumont Network.
Never heard of it.
Well, they were famous.
Dumont. You've never heard of Dumont?
I never heard of Dumont. I'm sorry. I'm not from Michigan, though, either. So I don't know about Dumont.
Well,
but you old.
No, that has nothing.
I know I'm old. And I give you my old. I gave you room 222. It started in 69.
That was great, man. You had really? Mike. You had Mike on skates. He didn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do with that. Talk about All in the Family, which started in 1971. I mean, come on, man. Get out of here with that.
Well, I'm just going to say, Jamie, it was the Dumont Network, but you didn't have to be from Michigan to know it because it was a network that went all around the country, and that was eventually, I think, formed into ABC.
I don't know if it hit Southern Pines, North Carolina, or got to Fort Devens, Massachusetts, either.
Back in the 50s, it didn't last very long, Jamie. It only lasted
I wasn't born in the 50s, Adley. I'm sorry. I'll give you the 60s. I can't give you.
Sometimes you give us.
Hadley, why are you telling us about Dumont Network?
Anyway, Hadley, upset.
It was the fourth network before the others.
Upsets, Hadley. Upsets, Hadley. What? Big upset. Pay attention, Hadley!
I'm getting to it. Damn it. Tonight's game. I'll be up for it. I'll be watching, and if we can get Edie in trouble, I think we can win that game. But everybody's going to have to step up, play some defense. Don't try any crazy three-point shots unless we absolutely have to. We've been lousy at three-point shooting, and I heard that Purdue is not very good at it either. So if we can get them from shooting outside, yes, I think we got a good chance. And hey, Boom Boom, when you're at the game, you'll have to let us know tomorrow. If it did get sold out and just how raucous that crowd will be. So it'll be interesting to see. But a quick limerick for you. Edie. I get him right, right? That center for Purdue, Edie?
Yes, you got it right.
All right. Edie, meaty, mighty, mo, catch a boiler by the toe. If he hollers, you don't let him go. God. You just kick his ass and play the game.
Hey, goodbye. Hang up on him. We need to go to a break anyway. Hadley, stop cussing. We didn't need that. And anyway, what was the name of that network? Dubas?
Dumont.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
I don't
know why. Let's go to a break. Rodney, Philly, and Aaron, hold on. We'll get right back to you. You're listening to the M Zone, the premier show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.